Hello. My name is Margie Levine Young, and I'm Jordan's partner, and have been accompanying them on their gender exploration. And I'm here to conduct the ritual correcting of the second source. Let me give you a little history so you know what I'm talking about here. So, Unitarian Universalist congregations affirm and promote seven principles, which we hold as strong values and moral guides. And we as a congregation have been exploring these principles this year, one each month, and they're printed in the hymnal. We live out these principles by drawing from six sources, which were adopted by the Unitarian Universalist Association in 1984. And the six sources are also printed in the hymnal. The second source reads, "Words and deeds of prophetic women and men, which challenge us to confront powers and structures of evil with justice, compassion, and the transforming power of love." Great source, right? However, in 2017, the UUA General Assembly, which is our annual business meeting, was presented with an amendment to replace the phrase women and men with people. As you can imagine, a room full of 3,000 UUs couldn't pass such a simple, obvious change without at least a half an hour of discussion. And you can actually watch the video if you're interested. Some people noted that back in 1984, it was actually a big deal that women came first before men. And people pointed out that they hated to lose that record of our history of feminism. Okay. However, considerations of inclusivity carried the day. I was aware at the time that this change supported and included non-binary people. But just yesterday, a UU friend pointed out something I had never thought about, which is that the change also expanded the pool of prophets to include children and youth, people instead of women and men. I'd totally not thought about that, but of course I thought of Greta Thunberg, and Anne Frank, and many other young people who are also prophetic sources of wisdom. So the amendment needed to pass twice because bylaws, and it did in 2017 and 2018. And on the UUA website, the corrected second source now starts "Words and Deeds of Prophetic People." I'm the web team manager at the UUA, so I actually got to edit the page and make that change, and I was honored to do so. However, printed versions of the sources do not self-correct. My change did not seem to have changed what was printed on the paper. What can you do about it? So here's the ritual that we're going to do, and this is why there are pens on a lot of. So I would like you to open your hymnal and flip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pages in. And I'm saying that because the pages aren't numbered, so I can't tell you to just open to page number whatever. But it is the page that starts "We the Member Congregations," and it lists our seven principles, and then it lists the six sources. And if you read down, you will find the line that starts "Words and Deeds." So I want to take out your pen, and I know we've all been trained never to write in books, especially with a pen. But we're going to do that now. So I'd like you to very neatly cross out women and men and write in, you don't have a lot of space, the word "people" right above it. I'm going to do that here now. I'll give you a minute. People are going to have to share because I gathered every pen in our house, and astoundingly, there were enough to put on every other seat. Now, we're not using all the hymnals today. There are still a bunch on the cart. So in future Sundays, if you happen to flip open your hymnal and that is not corrected, you can just fix that at any time. It's in that one too, oh my gosh. Well, let's just go for it. Can someone say, I don't have one. How many pages forward do you have to flip to find it? Oh, here we go. Sorry, say again? the reading 559 in the gray also. Well, you know, I think we may have to do this over time. But at least we got it on that first page. Maybe some future Sunday we'll work on the rest of them. So, for making this correction and thinking about the expansion of our sources of wisdom, let us all say thank you and hallelujah.